Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, I'm going to share with you Mother Nature's buddy cop movie.
I am so excited.
So you got, like, you know, the grumpy old guy who's stuck with the young pain in the butt kind of dynamic?
Yes.
Well, that's what happens when coyotes and badgers hunt together.
I would never have guessed that badgers would team up with anyone. So I'm looking forward to hearing all about this.
Yeah. So there's an Instagram video that I got sent. It's a night vision camera of a culvert because they're trying to keep track of animals going, you know, back and forth underneath the road. And a coyote bounces into frame and he's all jumping around and doing that bow that dogs do, you know, like come play with me kind of thing. Clearly he's waiting for someone to come down. And here comes this badger waddling into view, walks into the frame, and the two of them go off through this culvert together. Which is weird because you've got two predators with very different hunting styles who eat much the same prey. And so it doesn't really make any sense because in nature, you'd think they'd be competing against each other. But it turns out sometimes these guys do work together.
Wow, that is so good.
So why are they working together? Well, you got badgers who are super great diggers. So the way they hunt is they find a burrow, like a ground squirrel will have multiple holes and they'll plug up a bunch of holes and then they pick one and just start digging. They're like a tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your coyotes like to see something, chase it down and catch it on the fly. And if it does go into a hole, they'll dig, but not for very long because they're just not as efficient as they are as a runner.
Yeah.
In a brushy area, like in the National Black-Footed Ferret Conservation Center area, and they caught some of this on footage in 2016, it's hard for a coyote to chase things down in the brush. So the badger will go to an area where there's a bunch of holes, they start plugging them, and if an animal breaks from a hole, the coyote is like, yes, and is on it, catches it, and eats it.
That's perfect.
Yes. And if a coyote sees something and chases it and it goes to ground, the badger waddles in, gets digging, and they'll catch it in the ground and they'll eat it.
Wow. It's like having the Roadrunner and the Terminator after you. There's just no escaping that.
And it might sound like it's a bad deal for the badger, because I was thinking like, okay, so the thing, you know, your ground squirrel goes into its hole, badger starts digging, ground squirrel runs away. Who's going to catch the most food? Probably the coyote. Well, researchers say that coyotes spend more time chasing prey and bringing it to ground. And so that makes hunting easier for the badger, because if it runs and then it goes to another hole, the badger's odds are increased.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's so funny to see them, you know, because here's this coyote walking along and then trundling along several feet behind is this grumpy looking badger. So here's the last fun fact. These relationships seem to happen more during the summer months when food is plentiful and they work together. And during the winter, most of the animals they hunt hibernate. And so the badgers are like, yeah, I'll see you in the summer, coyote. I don't need your help anymore. I can just find all the food that's in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that makes sense. So do they share the kill?
No, they don't. Okay. I kind of imagine like toddlers, they might work together to make a sandwich, but when the sandwich is made, I'm not sharing.
Yes, one gets it. Yeah.
But it's good enough for both of them that it's worth it to watch the other guy eating his snack while you wait for yours.
That's wonderful. I'm going to definitely find that video and enjoy it.
Oh, yes. And I will post some pictures. But I mean, if you put in badger and coyote, well, I don't know. You should find the video.
Why don't you all let us post it? We don't want you stumbling onto anything weird.
Something interesting.
Yes.
Well, that is my, like I said, Mother Nature's buddy cops. It's super great.
That makes me so happy. I love that very much. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out Instagram or Facebook. That's a great place to find us and put your comments and questions. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.